I know. I just wanted to give you the illusion of choice.
Aren't you giving yourself the illusion of choice? Because you know which one I want, but you let me pick?
Illusions go both ways, Michael.
Illusion is something a whore does for money. No, wait, that's not.
That's illusions. Illusions.
Oh, they're like, wouldn't you like to fuck me like Jonah fucked that whale?
No, that's an allegory.
God damn it.
Highball, give us money.
Like in English. Yeah, boy. If we don't have a highball explode on the show, then you know we haven't started off on a good day.
Ah, nothing like the nice cold crunch sweats of... Actually, it wasn't that much. It was mostly in my hand.
Better than a crotch. Sometimes getting it on your hand is better than getting it on your crotch.
If I had to choose between crotch
and hand. See, Alan Iverson in accidental pregnancy.
If I had to choose between hand and crotch, 99 times out of 100, I'd choose hand. But the times I choose crotch, I'd really rather not.
So you're saying you like hand jobs over sex?
In most things.
Welcome to Sit Sock, everybody. I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
And this is our wonderful podcast where we talk about whatever
I don't even know. I was tagging them last night, and it's like, what do we do here? What are we even doing here?
I thought I had an idea what I wanted to talk about, but I didn't. It turns out I didn't.
Lie.
Dive. Did we talk about the Flash Run drinking game yet?
I don't know that we did.
So let's spend the part of the show.
That follows neatly off of last week's.
Yeah, well, it does, but you
cautionary
said...
Cautionary tales.
You said, dive! And it made
Which
me think
Which is funny
of
because
Flash
that's exactly how you got into the game, that conversation last time. We got stickers.
Yeah, we do. But not for those dirty Jews. Why don't... Like, every time we do a racial...
Only clean Jews are allowed our stickers.
I guess I shouldn't have said that. Dirty people. That's what you should have said.
What, now you're saying Jews aren't people?
No, I just was being too specific.
What, now they're only in the specific?
Well, we're not good enough, so you got a thing against trapdoors? Alright. So, the Flash Gordon drinking game is a game that Kendrick and friends, it's like a TV show now, created back in college. And the game is all centering around the old 80s movie called Flash! Gordon.
I don't think it's called Flash Gordon.
It should be called though.
Flash Gordon.
I mean, if you IMDb,
now,
you'll
I'm assuming
get the
everybody,
same.
All six of our listeners are, which actually has gone up. To be fair,
has it?
Well, I mean,
if you're saying six, it has gone up. But I don't know if six people are.
Because that's all of our parents.
Okay, but my parents definitely don't listen. So
okay, so it's just so it's four.
Mm-hmm.
Four is good.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. They're probably familiar with the movie.
Yeah, but we can't pander to the four listeners that we have.
That's literally exactly what we do here.
No, we have to educate people.
Okay.
This podcast is about education.
So, Flash Gordon was a 1984 movie that's based on an old comic book.
Indian Wife's Tale. Oh.
That's been reproduced in just about every medium you can imagine. And
Sci-Fi even had a really shitty show about it.
Yeah. And in the movie that we're discussing,
actually just straight up 1980.
Oh, really? Okay. So yeah. There you go. Even older than I thought. You called it.
Yep. Yeah.
And in it, it's a very campy sci-fi movie because the original series and comic books and the TV shows and stuff that came before it were also very campy. So they kind of really took that and ran
just
with it.
Really grasped onto it.
Just
latched onto
it. Crushed it with their...
Like a small child who just found their mother after being lost at a crowded water park.
Yeah. Just crushing hands.
It was a pretty good off the cuff. And
that was good. I like that, actually. That was good. You get better. I like that about you. This one's remarkable in that the soundtrack was done by Queen.
Yep, you heard him right.
There's only a few movies that have soundtracks by Queen, and they're all awesome.
I don't know another movie that has a soundtrack by Queen.
Highlander.
Oh, I've never seen that movie. Really, like, I guess I never
I'll
really
turn
paid attention.
It around.
Attention paid attention to like the soundtrack in Highlander.
That guy's in a fucking hurry,
dude. He's got somewhere to be, and it's more important than where you need to be. Flash Gordon, though, its campiness is only superseded by its campiness. Like, it's like a meta film. It's so very unique
in the way that... It's pretty over the top as far as...
Each person is their own little special snowflake.
Well, it follows... I guess we could just do a quick synopsis. It follows Flash Gordon, who is All-American, All-Star, All-American.
Yeah, and it actually does have two All-Americans in his name.
I think it does.
We're not exaggerating here.
It's pretty ridiculous. He uses the power of being kind of good at football to save the day in the sci-fi universe he's in as he is transported to... I'm struggling to remember the plot, to be honest.
Transported to the, like, this weird non-alternate kind of alternate alien planet universe through black hole system in a shuttle that doesn't look like it should fly very well.
And what's it?
To Mongo.
Yeah, that's right. Planet Mongo. And he's transported there by Dr. Zarkov, who is a genius scientist who's been a rebel in the community of scientists, and they don't like him anymore.
But he swears that he knows some other kind of planets on the other side of this asteroid belt
He pushed to do that, which is good, because at that time Earth was under attack by Planet Mongo. So and Ming the Merciless. and so they escaped the Earth that was under attack to go and save the day, along with their girlfriend Dale.
And they meet a bunch of interesting characters on the way there. They meet Prince Baron?
Baron. I think it's Baron. Yeah. It's Prince Baron. And you're like, your name is two titles. That doesn't work.
I mean, but you're not wrong, Prince Baron, but...
You can't be two titles? That doesn't make any sense.
Then they meet... What is his name? The Hawk dude.
Voltan?
No. Voltan is like the Doctor Doom character, isn't he?
No, I thought that was, Okay, so anyway, we obviously haven't watched this movie in a long time, and...
Oh, no, I got the list here. Wow, Max von Sydow is the Emperor Ming. I didn't really realize that. Dr. Hans Zarkov, Prince Ara... She's a...
Princess Ara?
Princess Ara, sorry. Prince Baron, Prince Voltan, that's Brian Blessed.
Voltan.
Okay. Cletus, who is the dude who looks like Dr. Doom. And then a bunch of other characters that you really don't need to know the names of because they're not important to the rules of the drinking game.
The movie is so, like, formulaic and easy to predict and simplistic in its caricatures that we developed a drinking game. Sorry, a hydration activity.
It's hydration activity. Because after you've played it once, or during the times in which you're playing it, you will need to take a water round.
Yeah, you'll have to have a couple because you're going to die.
It's called a hydration activity because, you know, you're not just drinking alcohol.
Well, you're getting a lot of liquid. You're getting a lot of liquid in your system.
There's a lot of that
water.
So the rules are as follows, as far as we can remember.
I've got them, but they're on my Facebook notes.
Basically, three sets of rules. The first rule is anytime someone's like says the name of someone else,
Flash,
that means you have to you have to do something and drink.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what the Flash one was.
Oh,
that's right. So the second set of rules is anytime a character does something that's very, very specific to what their character does, and they do this enough in the film that there's
we timed it out pretty well. Where there's like about four or five for each of them, I think. Straightforward.
In the last one is there's like a other set of random rules that I never played with, which was like anytime you see Earth, they say Earth, you say I'm from there, and
I'm
like
from there.
There's other things like that fall into the misc rule category. But the two main sets are the names and the actions. So
all of these were built mostly off of ridiculous name dropping and totally unnecessary like shit happening.
Like,
so
you'll never have a character say other characters' names as much as you will in this movie. Like,
so, and then there were things like you say Flash, you're supposed to say
and then
everybody drinks. If it's Zarkov, you have to point dramatically, which is what he's always doing.
Uh-huh.
You can't see that we're pointing dramatically, but I swear we're pointing dramatically.
Okay.
And then you drink.
He's not lying. And then Dale is like idiot.
He's like dir 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 or something.
It's something like because Dale does the stupidest shit.
She is so dumb.
And then you drink.
Yeah.
Prince Ara is slut, I think, because she's just like
think it was one of those, like,
it's just like,
she's such a simplistic character.
Yeah, it's, she doesn't really do anything in there.
Except Baron, kind of tarted
Prince
up.
Baron is, you say, douche.
Douche.
And then you drink.
and then Prince Voltan, who is Brian Blessed as a Hawkman, whose main line is, Hawkman, dive!
Dive! And anytime he says that, you have to say that and drink. So, that's the first set of rules that we can remember. There's probably one for Cletus, too, but I can't remember. Maybe it's Doom.
I think it was Von Doom.
Von Doom, yeah, something like that.
Thanks, Aaron.
Because basically, he just has this metal face, and it's totally not a ripoff of, totally is a ripoff of Doom. There's a slash there. It's hard to do that in speech. Like a
you
slash.
Did, I think you pulled it off until you explained it to me.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. And the second set of rules is based off of silly shit that each character does. And these are my favorite set of rules because you can always come up with interesting new arguments for why people are doing things if you watch a movie way too many times. So, Flash is his inexplicable ability to utilize alien technology without having ever seen it before.
He's flying blind on a rocket cycle.
Flying blind on a rocket cycle?
Flying blind on a rocket cycle. He just hops on this thing that's called the rocket cycle, which is apparently a platform with, it looks more like a jet ski. But he's flying through the air with it at, like, ungodly high speeds, and he just figured out how to fly it by jumping on it, because he's American. Like, that's literally the explanation given for why he can do all of this shit. He's flying spaceships and operating laser beams and shit. Like
it's okay, his job.
He's like American.
All American, yeah.
He's all American.
Even Queen says it, and we must. There's part of the song is, he's a miracle, but when you hear it, you'll hear them say he's American.
He's American.
What is it? Zarkov is, he has this uncanny ability to, like, basically be clairvoyant about everything that's about happening.
He's calculating exactly how long it'll take to the minute for the moon to crash into the Earth based off of two readings and some ground shaking.
Yeah, he's, like, and he's oddly correct about,
yeah,
almost everything he does.
Yeah, he just has, like, this gut feeling about something, and it's like, that's correct. It's like, there's no way you could have known that.
So those are times when you'd have to drink is when someone says that has happened.
Like, well, I bet the harmonic frequency of this crystal is about this noise here. And you're like, what the fuck, Zarkov?
I think Dale's is anytime she, like, needs help from someone else.
No, there's any chance she does something just unconscionably stupid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, she's captured and dressed up in these weird, you know, unnecessarily skimpy sacrificial gown thing. And she's got these super high, like, heels that look awful just to even, like, hold, much less wear. And she sneaks around the corner. She takes them off. She's carrying them, as you do. I probably would have chucked them or snapped the heels off or something.
Yeah.
But she's carrying them, and she sneaks up behind some guy and manages to, like, hit him and knock him out and take his gun and then, like, shoot him. And then she puts the gun down and picks her shoes up and runs away. And it's like, what is wrong with you?
What is Voltan's one? What is his rule? Anytime he hits someone and knocks him out in one hit, like, he's got this hammer, like, and he just whacks people on the head. Yeah, he like, pops up behind people sometimes, so he's like, bonk. And then
cackles and then disappears again. And you're like, oh, Brian Blessed.
Blessed your heart. Baron is anytime he's just an
I think it's
asshole.
Every time he betrays somebody.
Anytime he betrays
somebody. Which he just does it, like, a dozen times.
Basically, Prince Baron is, like, this race of, like, space elves that are more like fantasy elves and less like Eldar, if you've listened to the whole podcast. It's like, you're like, oh, cool, space elves, right? They have, like, cool technology. You're like, nah, they just live in trees.
Space trees.
Yeah, space trees, and they have these, like, crazy tribal snake-biting games that they play.
For some reason.
I think Princess Aura is anytime that she tries to, like, seduce somebody, or, like, anytime she just generally tries to, like, use her sexuality to manipulate people.
Which is pretty much all she does, because she's a really flat character.
So those are
those. Wasn't there Ming the Merciless?
I thought there was the Ming name rule. I'm not sure how he did it. It was probably Ming the Merciless or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but I can't remember what Ming's, like, action rule was.
I feel like it was when he did stuff just inexplicably evil. Like, kill that guy. Why? Fuck him. Okay.
Like, unexplainable. Like, it doesn't seem like it fits anywhere.
Okay.
What was was there a Cletus one? I don't think there was a
Cletus
action.
I don't think so. I think we mostly forgot about him as a character because by the time we was doing stuff, we were all wasted.
Yeah, like, he's like, really important towards the end of the movie, and by that, I mean he only kind of shows up at the end of the movie.
Well, he's sort of there, but just kind of as a foil. He's really there.
I get it, because he's got the metal face.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
And his main purpose is that he's there to provide expositional dialogue from Ming the Merciless. That's really his, from a dialogue standpoint. That's the only reason he's there. He's there for Ming to talk to.
Yeah.
So Ming's not by himself.
When Ming's, like, sad that, like, his plans have been
Or he's talking at the very beginning. They're talking about Earth.
Yeah, but, from there.
Yeah, see, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. It's a lot of fun.
So, if you ever feel like you want to, be hungover for 2 days,
write us a letter and we'll send you a laminated card containing the rules.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. We should have that as our first viable item. A laminated card for rules for the Flash Gordon drinking game.
Yeah, and it's not gonna, it doesn't have like art or anything. It's just
yeah, laminated. It's gonna be in Comic Sans
paper.
Too.
It's notebook paper.
And like, it's gonna piss you. Yeah, handwritten Comic Sans, which is even worse.
Yep.
So
none of it spelled
from that wonderful, awesomely long segue. We should talk a little bit about Flash Gordon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. So. Okay. So.
the only like 70s movie that you'll watch with friends that you'll feel like. That's it. That's how you feel.
Flash Gordon was part of the.
Oh, wait. Okay, you're gonna go there. Okay, go ahead.
Part of the time-honored tradition of porn parodies of existing movie franchises,
especially done in the 80s, 70s,
this one was,
and 80s.
This one was in the 70s,
70s and 80s,
and okay. It actually is no longer rated. It used to be like NC-17. It's actually rated R now because there's almost no graphic sex at all. I don't think there's any actual graphic sex. There's just a lot of nudity running around,
boobs
for
and genitals, and pretty much
and
you know.
Totally unnecessarily phallic spaceships. Like, spaceships are already phallic, but they made it more phallic. And I'm like, why? That's not even necessary.
By the way, something I feel was done well in the 70s and 80s that done nowadays is just not done as well. And I don't know if it's because it doesn't look like the same, like, or it doesn't feel the same.
I don't know.
If you ever, like, get a chance to watch one of the, like, and you're into this not for, like, the sexual purposes, but just to see what people are doing nowadays, there's, like, Batman pornos, and, like, he's got, like, cockerangs, like, instead of batarangs, and it's, like, really, really dumb, but it doesn't come off as fun as it used to.
Like, yeah, it's like, you guys are putting way too much energy into this. Yeah. It's making me uncomfortable.
Anyway, carry on.
But anyway.
We got stickers.
Fuck. Because we're not going to get explicit for this next part of the conversation. the trick, the interesting thing about Flesh Gordon, aside from the fact that it got downgraded because
we
it's
did
really
not make
not
a
dirty
game to Flesh Gordon, by the way.
No, because it just, the drinking in Flesh Gordon is watch Flesh Gordon. The drinking will come naturally.
Yeah.
But the part that's interesting about it, aside from the fact that it is written as a comedic porn thing, it's meant to be way over the top, and it's fucking ridiculous. The best part about it is that since it was released in the 70s, and the iconic Flash Gordon movie was in is 1980, they had to have known about it when they were making Flash Gordon.
Like, they had to have been, like, typing it in or
they had to have been like, wait a minute. You guys, someone's going to be like, you ever see that porn version? Like,
you
the
guys,
what? And then they had to have seen
it. I think there was a sequel, too, wasn't there?
There was. Flesh Gordon meets the Cosmic Cheerleaders or something. And that's even worse.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Oh.
It's not even a porn anymore. It's just awful.
It's like this porn version of
the best,
a show.
So, okay, I don't even know if you have to do more than just say the names of the characters to get this across. Because you got Flesh Gordon, who is exactly the same character, I think.
It's like one of those really bad porno names where you're like, you didn't really get what we were trying to do here, did you? Like I thought it was just any random body part with my name at the end of it. You're like, nah, not really.
What was Dale's name?
There's got to be an IMDb article for this.
There it is. I just remember Hans Jerkoff.
Flesh Gordon.
And Planet Porno. They went to Planet Porno.
Yeah.
And instead of being the Merciless, it was
Dale Ardor.
Yeah, that's what it was. I always get that mixed up because I think that's a real name.
Flexi Jerkoff.
That's right. Flexi Jerkoff.
Emperor Wang the Perverted.
That's right. Emperor Wang.
Princess Precious.
Yeah.
Queen Amora. Wang's Garden. I think that's all the little porno names, though.
Yeah. Well, then, so the same basic story, only instead of, destroying the Earth, he's sending a sex ray, which is making everybody get naked.
They're just like...
For some reason, we've all find this a bad thing and decided that we need to stop it. But it follows the story very similarly. So they go out to Planet Porno.
In a weird rocket ship
rocket ship. On which they have an orgy for no reason.
Why not?
I mean, yeah, as you do. And then when they get there, they get captured by Ming's dickhead guards.
Wang's
dickhead guards, which actually have dick helmets. But they escape them when they run into the caves and have to fight the giant dick creatures. While they're in the caves with the giant dick creatures, they get captured by
Princess Amora, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like this, she's, like...
And she's a one-eyed, cigar-smoking brothel owner something. And... By the way,
Dale has no shirt, like, the entire movie.
And she's just getting raped constantly.
But everybody
like, she's just constantly getting kidnapped and tied down to something. And you're like, God damn it, Dale. What are you doing?
So it's like, even... It's like her character and Princess Ara's character, like, got combined into, like, one character. And then they're just like, come on.
And it's not even like her doing stupid shit. No. She's all just getting grabbed off the back. Like, guys, stop putting her in the back. She's just going to get kidnapped again. And then she has been yelling at the porn that improved their story writing.
Yeah.
They finally escape the underground Amazon-ess brothel place. And in doing so, they piss off Wang. And who summons...
The guy's name, what is it?
The giant demon thing. Who is a large claymation, stop-motion, like... demon, voiced by someone who desperately wants to be Vincent Price.
Yeah, and like the voice wasn't like oh I'm a demon. It was like, hey guys, how you doing?
It was like someone who passively wanted to be Vincent Price. Didn't even desperately want it.
They weren't trying to do more an impression of Vincent Price than they were to actually doing a demon.
It was like Vincent Price and Valium. It was like, the fuck is this? And so it was like the best line ever. This is my murder tower. It's where I hang out. You're like, what? You were just summoned. How do you have a murder tower? And then it was like, he kidnapped
that Dale. Line he just said is verbatim the line that's in the movie. Like
same intonation.
It's not even like a joke where you remember a line and then you change it later and you like, oh man, that wasn't the line, but it's still funny when we say it the way it's wrong.
No.
This is what he says in the movie.
And the other part is where he kidnaps Dale. And tears her shirt off.
Yeah, because, you know, she got a shirt and lost it.
Yeah, like, immediately. And it's like, what was it? It was like, hey, baby, I just want to see your tits. And it's like, you're a 30-foot-tall, horrifying, stop-motion demon monster. What the fuck is happening?
Did they kill that guy or, like, put his eyes out or what?
Yeah, they knocked him off the tower and he fell down and died. Like, total King Kong style.
And yeah, then pretty much you don't need to watch the rest of the movie. But
I don't think you ever have to watch the movie. But it's funny just because. Oh, and they get flushed down a giant toilet for some reason.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I forgot about that. Somehow, I don't even remember how that happened. I think they snuck into the palace and snuck out of the palace and then got pooped out of the palace.
Can you flush Gordon yet?
I have not.
I feel like we might.
There are much higher priorities.
Sit down and like watch this film again with our significant others and see if they immediately break up with us.
Flesh or like, flash?
Yes.
Okay.
Not in a. Well, yes.
Which one first?
Well, you better go chronologically.
So, Kate, I really enjoyed our relationship while it lasted.
But we have to do something that
it's done now.
Affect you guys.
So the best part about this is we found out about this movie. I think Sydney. Hi, Sydney.
Hi, Sydney.
Also, last episode, last week, we had, like, the highest number of shout-outs. We had, like, 6 shout-outs.
Yeah,
we shouted
thanks,
out
guys.
To everybody.
And keep listening. We love you.
I hope that you all responded and followed through on your obligatory participatory prizes. but it's still really dark, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's so dark.
It's a dangerous night to have a curse.
Loving
it. The best part about it was that Sydney, I think, found it. After we were watching Flash Gordon a bunch and all the drinking games and shit, she found it, and we all watched it together in a room.
Yeah, like...
In, like, morbid fascination.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying, like, usually, like, you and your friends were watching pornos as kids with, like, this cushions piled between you, so you could each, like, you know, masturbate on the couch next to each other, but not have to see each other. What?
Okay.
But this is one of those, like, family-friendly pornos, if your family is one of these, like, you know, millennial weird degenerate
I don't know
families.
If I'd say family-friendly so much as I am willing to watch that movie with somebody else present, which is something I can't say about any other porno. Well, another one part of that sentence or the other part, to be honest. So
yeah, that's fair. And so, yeah, what I said was not right, and what Kendrick said is more accurate.
Because it's not even, like, remotely, like...
It's not porn. It's pornographic
arousing.
In the sense that, like, a
it's
rated
pornographic
R
that you'd never
shows...
you'd never get that in a theater.
Yeah, like...
You're not going to pop down the AMC.
It's like, it's not even really like softcore pornography.
No.
It's just like...
No, it's like, it's not even remotely like arousing.
And when he's like talking about Dale getting raped, and I'm air quoting.
Yeah. It's just that she's always getting tied down and people are like steepling their fingers. Like, I'm going to do stuff to you.
Bondage sex and never has it.
Yeah. It's just like, she's always about to just get totally molested. Except once where she's totally molested. But...
But I mean, we got to keep in mind... We say it's not a porno, but there is some scenes that, like, allude to them having sex in the sense of, like,
yeah.
You see them humping.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
but
you gotta be
like,
okay with that.
There's, it's mostly just that at any given time, there are dick-shaped creatures and
or Dale's boobs.
Yeah. Much boobs. Lots of boobs. I think that the number of frames without boobs in them versus the number of frames with boobs is, that ratio comes out pretty you know, positive, for lack of a better term.
So yeah, that's our obligatory Flash Gordon podcast.
Flash!
He's American.
So, well, it was nice having listeners while we had them.
Yeah, see you guys later. Or never, I guess. If Kendrick has his way.
Bye.
Bye.